Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and I love introducing companies that you may never have heard of. And I know that Chris Oswood, who's the founder and CEO of this company, is going to wish you had heard of them. And I'm going to be sure to tell you that you're going to wish you'd heard of them before today. Thanks to Kelly Perkins, a marketing director at Innovox, Chris Oswood, who is the CEO and founder of Innovox, has joined me today along with Lad Temple, who's the director of sales of Innovox. Everyone, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
So in 1993, Chris, you're sitting around and all of a sudden you decide to start a company. Why? And why Innovox? And how'd you get started? Were you tinkering with things or were you working for an audio company at the time? Because Innovox obviously is an audio company.
Tinkering, basically. Working in integration. Okay. And working on systems that didn't deliver intelligibility as effectively as I felt they needed to. So we started building some things and putting them in projects, trying to get better results and learning as we went, basically. So our origins really were building things for consultant requirements. Basically, they'd come to us with the need to have something work in a space, and I think the first things that we did tended to be wide coverage systems for designed for small auditorium, particularly in education, left, center, right systems. And it sort of expanded from there. What we found was that solutions that we come up with in custom, that we solved with custom solutions had some practicality other places, so they would tend to be tweaked and refined a little bit and brought into the product line.
So let me ask you a question there. So you said intelligibility, and I'm guessing this comes down to the issue of, and I remember this when I first got in the industry, one of the guys who educated me on audio way back when, because I'm from the video side, so I'm an audit. Video guy, was that that there's a big difference between hearing somebody and understanding what they're saying. And it sounds like the installs that you're talking about in an auditorium in a school, you talk, everyone would hear you, but they'd have no idea what you're saying. And that's a special kind of art because it's a combination of acoustics and audio sound technology.
That's right. How the loudspeaker interacts with the room is an enormous part of this. And it's interesting, you can, with conventional approaches, get results that are really engaging and pleasing for music, but fail, basically, at delivering a speech that all the listeners can comprehend and understand.
Yeah, and in fact, interestingly enough, from 1993 to now, delivering music's gotten easier because we've compressed it more and more and more. So actually, it doesn't take a whole lot to play really good music because it's so compressed now. In fact, the voice is really where the big range is coming in and becomes more important. I see you shaking your head, Lad Temple, the director of sales. I'm guessing that you deal with a lot of that because when you're doing shootouts, right, audio shootouts, I'm sure you get into situations against big companies like JBL and Bose. I mean, there's the big ones out there. A lot of people may not have heard of Innovox, innovox.com. Did I say that right, Kelly? It is, yep. innovox.com.
It's not. It's innovoxaudio.com.
Innovoxaudio.com. Okay, I knew something was wrong there. Innovoxaudio.com. Lad, I'm sure that, when you do a shootout and it's just music, it's harder for you than when they're mixing the voice in there, when people realize there's a big difference, because when you're just listening to music, you can almost make even bad systems sound good.
Ish. the difference between ours is whenever we've done shootouts like that, the comments that I've gotten from the participants, both there to hear the shootout and the other speaker manufacturers that are there with us, is just how clear and just crystal clear everything is. So even the music detail gets clearer and more intelligible with our loudspeakers. It's almost like sitting in the control room of the studio and you're listening to your NS10Ms with your, piece of tissue over the high frequency transducer. But it's so in your face. But it's not brash. It's not harsh. It's just really, really smooth. And that's a testament to the driver combination and the driver that Chris came up with that he mentioned a while ago. The transient response of that and being sealed enclosures, just magnifies, you know, that, what the audio sounds like.
Well, I want to talk about that driver in just a second, because one of the differentiators you have is the fact that you've got a custom designed, custom manufactured driver that you're using. It's low profile. If you lad, you have one there you can kind of hold up and show. Chris, I'm guessing that your engineering background gave you a little bit of a leg up a little bit, because you recognize there's sort of this balance between perfection and reality, right? Because of course everyone wants everything to sound perfect, but in reality you're putting into rooms that aren't built perfectly, so you've got to find a way to put the two together. Chris, what's your design thinking as far as that goes? Because I'm sure as a designer you'd like to go into a room that was acoustically perfect and drop something in, because it's going to sound great every time, but that's unfortunately not the case.
Well, the thing is that perfect isn't necessarily all that definable. They're perfect for what, I guess, would be my response in the form of a question. A room that wonderfully supports a choir is not inherently perfect for unfamiliar speech. It can be great, and for familiar speech, for liturgy, for something that the listener knows and is familiar with. But if it's a sermon in the case of House of Worship, or if it's a technical lecture, what's perfect there is a very different kind of aesthetic. Those rooms would be pretty unappealing to music directors and choir directors.
Yeah.
So you have to look at the loudspeaker in the context of what's its job in the space. And what we've done is really do that in a granular fashion. Take that into devices that are very, very much purpose built for the desired result. And the thing that's hardest to do conventionally, hardest to do with product by other manufacturers, is to give effective, intelligible speech reproduction or lift. And so that's kind of been the challenge that we've adopted, how to deliver that and make that work. And as a result, our approach is pretty unconventional. And it's a night and day difference between the results that you get with conventional parts in rooms that are difficult for hearing speech being delivered. So,
and I remember when Kelly you first told me about this company, I mean you're marketing against obviously some big companies, like, you know, a company like JBL is owned by Samsung, Bose is giant. I mean they basically invented consumer audio, you could argue,
right,
in many facets. So you you know, this is kind of a unique entity, because here's Innovox Audio, based in St. Paul, Minnesota, I believe. They're not based in, you know, the audio hubs of the world, but yet Minnesota is a very creative area. So you've got a lot of history coming out of, from especially the Minneapolis area, a lot of history coming out of there with music. I mean, let's point to The Color Purple here.
Maybe.
And Prince.
Our speakers are actually in Paisley Park.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that. So talk a little bit about Innovox and why integrators should care and why they should get involved when they're, you know, because there's so many options out there now. There is a big differentiator here. Plus, you're very integrator focused.
I mean, I think, you know, what drew me to Innovox from the beginning, kind of back when I met the folks when I was at AVI Systems, they would come to our shows, and it was, I mean, there's a lot of things, but, you know, one of the main ones is that they are made in the United States. You know, it's so cool to be able to go into the factory and actually see the parts and pieces getting put together, and kind of the brainstorming and the research and development that goes on between the team at the office. It's just so cool. And it's that idea of, you know, kind of civil responsibility, right? You know, it's working with our community. It's working with manufacturers and partners that are also, you know, socially responsible, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of our vendors, a lot of, you know, our partners are, you know, very local, if not, you know, from Minnesota, at least from the United States. So that to me, you know, is really important. And the people there are just good. You know, the team at Innovox is just good. So it's that idea of, you know, working with a good company that's willing to pick up the phone and help walk an integrator through their design. You know,
that's key too, because there are, you know, there are a lot of options nowadays, you know, certainly a lot more than when I first got in the market. You go look at the audio section at Infocom back when it first, I think NSCA years and years ago actually started the audio section of Infocom, if I remember, some 20 years ago. And then of course NSCA is not part of Infocom anymore. And now you're left with 100 manufacturers that are making audio equipment. I wonder, Lad, I see behind you a guitar. I'm guessing that you, like many of us, started out convinced that we were going to be famous rock stars or musicians. And then we watched the movie This Is Spinal Tap and realized this is many of us, not realizing that our days are gone.
I live Spinal Tap. What are you talking about?
Yes, so, there you go. Live or love. That's right.
So,
I mean, I guess that's part of the sales value. Do you have a lot of people that come in and tour your factory and appreciate the fact that you are based here in the U.S. and what you're able to offer them?
I think it's mainly probably more local folks that come in and come and visit. But we've got some pictures up on the website of some of the manufacturing facility and things like that. But it's, you know, we're basically we're just a really small company, but the potential that we have with the products that we have, you know, just getting that message out, and we appreciate you allowing us today to do some of this, you know, is what really sets us apart. You know, in my travels, which have greatly been diminished, if not all, completely done with for the moment, I would take around a demo kit with just some small parts, and play them for the folks, you know, that I was doing the presentations for or whatever. And you can just see the looks on their face going, holy moly, you know, that really sounds good. And you could put it up next to a similar size of a horn and a woofer. And you would really be able to see the difference.
Well, audio is an emotional thing too. I mean, right? Yeah. I mean, we get drawn into the scene of a movie. We get drawn into short form storytelling through audio. And look at podcasting, which is an interesting mix of voice and music that tells a story on its own. Like you could even remove the story itself in a lot of cases and tell the story from the words and the music without the story in context. If it's done really well. I'm curious, Chris, sort of if you had a vision for where you'd be 10 years from now, you know, knowing what you've known now, having come, what is this? You've been in business now almost 20 years. Where do you see sort of like your value proposition going forward as, you know, the world is changing quite a bit, right? I mean, there's a lot of opportunities here, you being in Minneapolis or St. Paul, I should say. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Well, we're hoping that we see greater adoption of the kind of the methodology behind what we're doing with our product. So there's the product side, making the speakers that work, and there's the using them effectively in spaces. And there is some bit of unconventionality there too. And we're gradually getting our market on board. But I would love to have lots of auditoriums out there where the speaker can clearly be heard in all of the seats. And that's...
Are you willing to help with design? I mean, you kind of hinted at that.
We do, because we love to do it. And it is a big help, you know, to cement the relationship between us and our integration customers and our design and consultants as well.
Yeah, I think that's a key element, because I think if you think about how many new people are coming into the industry and how the industry is converging with IT, a lot of people don't really understand audio. And there's been an argument for many years that audio is a science and video is an art. But in reality, because you mentioned yourself, the rooms aren't always designed the same. There's a lot of art to it as well, because you have to know how to address these places that audio is going to have problems, right? Where you can stand, you can, you've been in the industry long enough, you could probably stand on a stage and point to the area where you're going to have a problem. Most of us are going to walk in there and I'm going to sit in that seat and not realize I'm sitting in the seat that has the problem. So I think the design element of that is very important. And so when they go to InnovoxAudio.com, obviously you see your products. How do you find out? Who do you get a hold of? Lad, where do we go to get help with the design services, and how does that work? Is that a fee or is that a free thing that you provide?
No, there's no fee for that at all. But just basically either reaching out to me, to Chris, or to our VP of engineering, Troy Landon. And Troy's the one that does most of the ease modeling and things like that. But then, you know, Chris is also highly capable as well. I, being the salesman, haven't ever gotten into the AFMG's products very much, so I don't do the ease models, but those two guys can.
Well, somebody's got to do the relationship side of things. So
absolutely.
So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to challenge the integrators out there to give Innovox Audio a try, because this is a different kind of company. Obviously, a small company. Great opportunity here, very focused on engineering. I think there's a value in that very engineering focused. Obviously, Kelly's going to help you with the marketing side of things, but very engineering focused. So therefore, you're going to deal with the actual people that are not only designing the products, but also manufacturing the products in the same building. And I'm guessing, Lad, if I come up to St. Paul or somebody else is in the St. Paul area, we can get a tour.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I'm usually there once or twice a year for events that AVI Systems has, or Peerless, or not Peerless, but Chief has up there as well. So there's always something going on in and around the Minneapolis area. Love the area.
That's beautiful. And
I appreciate you, your willingness to come. In fact, one of my best friends lives in St. Paul, actually. He's a big Minnesota fan, obviously, with the Minnesota. He's in the industry. Kelly knows him. His name's Rich. But anyway... I really appreciate you joining me today. Innovox Audio, InnovoxAudio.com. Check them out, and great product line. I'm very interested to see what happens as we move into a phase where we can't demo as often. I think a lot of opportunity here is in case studies and referrals from other organizations out there. So if you're not sure and you're in the process of selecting an audio company and you're looking at some different options out there, give Lad, I'm going to link, by the way, Lad's LinkedIn profile into the description of this podcast, this video cast today, so you have a chance to talk to him directly. Of course, you can reach out to Kelly. Everyone knows Kelly. Chris, I'm going to link your LinkedIn profile, but there's not a lot on it, so I'm going to probably also include your email address so that people can connect with you directly. And I appreciate, first off, congratulations on your success, and I appreciate your time, Chris.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yep, thank you, Lad.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thank
and
you.
I want to know the guitar you got behind you. What is that?
It's a GNL.
Okay. Yeah.
L2000.
Not surprised. Kelly, thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for watching, everyone. Check out InnovoxAudio.com.